Rainmaker FM.
This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com. Welcome to The Showrunner, where we have one goal: teach you how to develop, launch, and run a remarkable show. Ready?
Welcome back to The Showrunner. This is episode number 92. I am your host, Jared Morris, VP of Marketing for Rainmaker Digital, and I will be joined momentarily, as I always am, by my hack-happy co-host, Johnny Naster, the host of Hack the Entrepreneur. We mentioned there at the very top of the show about Rainmaker, and of course, Rainmaker FM is brought to you by the Rainmaker platform, but the Rainmaker platform may not be right for you at this very time. And if that is the case, The Showrunner is actually brought to you by the all-new StudioPress sites. So the Rainmaker platform, StudioPress sites, two excellent choices for your web platform needs. And StudioPress sites is a turnkey solution that combines the ease of an all-in-one website builder with the flexible power of WordPress, which a lot of people are looking for. It's perfect for bloggers, affiliate marketers, and of course, podcasters, as well as those selling physical products, digital downloads, and membership programs. So if you're ready to take your WordPress site to the next level, see for yourself why over 200,000 website owners trust StudioPress. And to do that, go to rainmaker.fm/StudioPress right now. That's rainmaker.fm/StudioPress. All right, Johnny, you have prepared an excellent episode for us this week, and I am excited to dive into it because I love to create, and I believe that you are going to teach us how to create better and more consistently. Yes?
I'm going to teach you how to create anything.
Anything?
Anything.
Wow.
Anything content-based.
Okay.
Let's say that.
Hey, let's do it.
You couldn't build a house from this probably, but...
Yeah. Are you sure?
I'm thinking about it now. Maybe.
All right. Learn how to build a house next on The Showrunner. Okay, so let's jump into this. I love frameworks. You know, because the great thing about a framework is that you can rely on it. And when you're in maybe a moment where you don't know exactly where to turn, a framework actually gives you steps that you can take, and you can kind of get that security from the framework, which a lot of times as content creators we need, because sometimes creating content is as easy as turning the mic on and you start talking and it flows and it's about stuff that you've been thinking about and that you know well, and it all just happens really easily. And other times it's a little bit harder, no matter how experienced you are, no matter how much content you've created in the past. So let's talk about this framework.
Yeah, so I've used this mostly for for writing, more so because my show is based, Hack the Entrepreneur is based around an interview. I don't necessarily have to follow this, but I have also been sort of injecting it into The Showrunner as well. But it really helps with the writing, and as we know, and we've talked about lots, writing as a form of, to be able to guest blog and such is a great way to take your site your podcast to, I guess you could call it sort of that next level. The first 6 months of Hack the Entrepreneur, I didn't write for anybody, and I grew my show to kind of where it could grow without getting that sort of exponential growth by reaching out to other people's audience in a text-based sort of format and bringing them back to my show. But that takes producing useful and consistent content. And we, I think, can all agree that producing that consistent content is kind of the key to building an audience and a platform to build and grow your show from. And it's really the reason content is the reason that Jared and I think are even here speaking to you, because we've produced enough of it to get noticed and then to get brought into this position where we are. When we produce content on this consistent basis, we elevate our authority in three ways that I see: in Google's or search engines, so search engine optimization, our clients or customers, whoever it is we're trying to attract, but then also in our peers' eyes. So people within our marketplace that are other authorities will start to elevate the way they see you if you consistently are producing good content. It's the way authority is created, yet we need sort of a way to do this.
I would actually add a fourth one there, which is really easy to overlook. And I would say that it actually helps elevate us in our own eyes too, because the confidence that you get, and even just the internal authority that you get from consistently producing content that you believe in and that you believe is good, helps you build the momentum that you need as a showrunner to lead a conversation.
Wow. That's actually like almost a whole episode.
It is.
Like it really is, right? And this actually, now that you're mentioning this, this framework, so the producing useful and valuable content on a consistent basis typically takes this, like having this consistent stream of inspiration, right? Which gets hard. And when we lose that inspiration, which I did sort of over last summer, I felt like I lost that inspiration, but then you're right. And I can't believe I missed this. From that kind of stumbles into losing the confidence in yourself as a creator. And as soon as that goes, you're screwed. So it was interesting because I had lost that. I had stopped writing for the places that I was supposed to be writing for. I had stopped doing other interviews for shows. And it all kind of fell apart on me in that sense because I lost the confidence in myself to create. But then I moved. I came to Toronto. And luckily, like a week after I got here, I got to attend a little conference by a guy named Dan Martel, a brilliant, brilliant entrepreneur from Canada, came here and he's built and sold now three software companies. But after his last one, he decided he wanted to build himself up as an authority, start creating and teaching this stuff. So he started posting a YouTube video a day, which he records every quarter. He goes in for 3 days and records all the episodes. It's really fascinating how he does this, with blog posts to go with it.
And by the way, that's definitely the way to do it, as opposed to getting up every day and recording a new video, which I tried for a while. That is a relentless and difficult schedule, but yeah, doing it that way is much better.
Yeah. He hires this small team to do it with them. He plans it all out. And he follows this framework, and then he taught this framework and he said, take this framework and teach it to anybody else that wants to learn from it. And I've been using this framework consistently to, which again, I can't believe I missed, the fact that I like have rebuilt my confidence in my creation process based on this. And then talking to other people who produce content a ton, it's fascinating how everyone actually uses a framework very, very similar to this. And that's how they produce the content. And when you start seeing that and hearing that and knowing that, and then reading or consuming other people's content on a consistent basis, you can see the structure. And the structure is what removes the need for constant streams of inspiration, which are hard to come by, not necessarily like on a daily basis. Like you can be inspired maybe having a coffee or hanging out with your kids, whatever it might be. But when it comes to sit down and create what you need to create, it's hard to just have inspiration on demand. So yeah, for that,
you still need knowledge. You still need experience. Like you need the raw materials to produce good content, but there is a big difference between inspiration, you know, and those things. And I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this framework will help us take the knowledge and the experience that we have and pull it out into useful content without always having to like have a eureka moment on a walk and sprint back to our house because we're inspired to create a piece of content. This is much more systematic, much more trustworthy than just waiting for the spark of inspiration.
Exactly. Exactly. Which probably won't come when you need it to come.
Right.
All right. So the Create Anything framework, it's a 7-step framework that we'll walk through right now, where you can literally, it's been used to create videos, podcasts, articles, books, anything you really are needing to create right now, no matter how small or how large, can fit into this framework. 7 steps. Step number one, start with the opportunity. So the opportunity is really, it's the article, right? If you're writing an article, thinking about as like the lead, what's going to catch the person? The opportunity is what if they listen to or read through this article, what is it the benefit or the opportunity that the reader or listener will benefit from from this content. So it's really the lead. It's catching the person, because we all know that if you don't catch them right at the beginning, they're not going to follow through, because it's not going to be of any benefit to them. So it's the opportunity and really sort of hitting home that end result, where there's that transformation that we go through when listening to a show or when reading a book or reading an article or watching a video. We have to somehow be entertained, inspired, or educated, and that transformation is the opportunity. The opportunity is kind of the end result. We need to sell that to them at the very beginning, or they won't follow through with the piece of content.
So there's an opportunity for the audience that we're looking to kind of teach them how to take advantage of, and that is also our opportunity for creating this piece of content. Does it kind of work on both levels like that?
No.
Okay.
The opportunity is for the audience.
Okay.
This is the lead, right? Like, how are you going to capture them? So if the person listening to us right now is struggling to create good content on a consistent basis, we hit them at the beginning with how this will solve that problem for them if they listen through.
Okay.
And we sort of, because if you follows this framework that we give you, then you'll be able to produce content consistently and grow your audience in Google's clients, your peers, and your own eyes. That's the opportunity. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's selling sort of the transformation before we give them the transformation to kind of catch people and make them
to hook them,
to spend the time.
Yeah, so you're trying to sell them on why this is a great opportunity for them to learn something that will be important and why they need to take this opportunity to consume this content.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Got it.
Number two, the myth or the challenge. So the myth or the challenge is going to be sort of the first thing that comes to your audience's mind when you talk about the opportunity. The first thing that, like the first myth or challenge that they think holds them back from achieving that opportunity or that goal or that transformation. So if it's starting a podcast, it could be that their market is too small or their voice is no good or they don't already have an audience. Within your market, you kind of know what those myths are. And by saying it to your audience at the time, and then also overcoming it, in their mind, you're kind of elevating yourself and helping them sort of solve their own problems and answer their own questions. And now you've grabbed them even more because they're not so just thinking. As we read stuff, we're kind of always thinking that it's not going to help us or false or not true or it's good for you but not for me. And so if we can overcome that really quickly, following the opportunity up with the one big challenge that's going to come to their head, overcome it, and then move on. Everybody puts their guard down and then is more open to consuming your content in a way that will actually affect change with them,
so,
which is obviously the goal of the content.
So for the meta example of this episode, the challenge is, hey, creating consistent content is really hard because if you're just waiting around for inspiration, inspiration doesn't come always when you need it. So that kind of the opportunity is about this framework to create content and do it consistently. So is that the challenge that we're, the way that we approached it here?
Interesting. Yes. So you said the meta thing, and we haven't explained this yet, but this framework is actually used to create this piece of content, this show. So yeah, we're getting meta on it. The opportunity is creating consistent content, building that audience, building your authority within it. But producing useful and consistent content is hard without that steady stream of inspiration.
Cool.
Right?
Okay.
This is exactly it, because that's the first thing that should come to someone's mind. If they are our target market, that's what they're thinking, and we overcome it with this.
Hey, you know what else, if someone's in our target market that they should be thinking about? That's checking out Studio Press Sites. And they can do that at rainmaker.fm/studiopress. And as I mentioned before, Studio Press Sites is this turnkey solution that gives you the ease of an all-in-one website builder with the flexible power of WordPress. And so whether you're blogging, whether you're doing written content, whether you're podcasting, you know, lots of different content, even if you're selling products on your site, Studio Press Sites actually has two really interesting options that you should check out and see if it's for you. And like any other you know, hosting solution or platform, you want to try it out, obviously. I mean, you're not going to know if it's the right one for you until you kind of try it out and, you know, play around with it a little bit and see if it's the right fit. So that's what we encourage you to do. And to do that, go to rainmaker.fm/studiopress. Check out the two options. See if one of them makes sense for you. Give it a try and see what it has to offer. And if it works for you, you can build your new site there. You can migrate a site over there. Either one, you can do whichever works for you. So go to rainmaker.fm/studiopress. Check it out and see if it's right for you. All right. How'd you like that segue?
That was... That was good. Okay, so this is weird because we're admitting to the meta-ness of this. It's feeling awkward, but we can do this. We can push through.
And I did jump the gun on exposing the meta-ness, but that's just how I was thinking about it. And I was wondering if the audience would benefit from seeing it as we go instead of just reflecting on it.
Fair enough. So the Create Anything Framework, step three is expert story positioning. This sounds complicated, but it's not. We kind of call it like the three S's is the way to think about it. The situation that the expert was in, whether that's you or you're using an example, a case study, whatever it happens to be, the situation, then the struggle, what that struggle is, was sort of agitated, and then what the solution was. So situation, struggle, solution becomes your expert story positioning.
Yeah. People may have heard of the problem, agitate, solve framework. Damien Farnworth used to write about that a lot on Copyblogger, kind of the same thing.
That's exactly it. Yeah. And so this is the dumbed down version. So we have three S's. This is how I can remember it. So bear with me. But at the beginning, I was writing for people. It was growing my show. I fell off a little bit because I didn't have a framework. I was just trying to create inspiration all the time. That caused me to lose confidence in my creation process, which then caused me to not be writing for anybody anymore. And then I found this framework. I've started implementing it. And now, actually, as of today, my first article goes live on entrepreneur.com. The first one in like 7 months.
Hey. Okay.
Today, literally today, which is kind of cool. So it's following this. So it helps. That's the expert story positioning, right? I set you up with my situation, then there was my struggle, and then I found the solution. The solution happens to be in step four of the Create Anything framework, which is framework.
Oh, now we're getting real meta.
Now we're getting real meta. And this is just a great way to create content. Most of our shows, in the sense of our framework that we've started, I think in the last, I'm going to say 6 months, or maybe it's been a year, Jared, but we do the 3-3-3 framework. So three sort of subheadings under the topic, and then three subheadings under each of those, which allows it to kind of be a really structured framework for people to follow. It's easier for us to teach and to understand and to kind of cover all the bases and help with that transformation, but it's also easier for the listener or the reader or the consumer to consume the content in a way that helps them achieve that breakthrough. So it's having a framework, right? The Create Anything framework in 7 steps allows you to write these down and literally fill in the blanks each time you need to create content. If I just tried to tell you how to create anything by throwing all these ideas at you, but not putting them into a framework, you wouldn't be able to utilize it as well. So create a framework. If you want, follow a 7-step process, or else do as Jared and I do, which is the 3-3-3 framework. Whatever one works best for you, use it. But really, no matter how I went so hard against frameworks, because I thought it lacked sort of the creativity, but it actually allows you to be more creative sort of within the framework, because you're not worrying about structure. You're just worrying about creating within an already existing framework.
You're worrying about what actually matters, the ideas, not the structure. Because it's like the scaffolding that enables the creativity.
Exactly.
The framework. I think our best episodes have been the ones where we went 3-3-3. And you can always tell, like, the end of those episodes is always really sharp, because reviewing the 3-3-3 and kind of putting that bow on it and that important recap at the end, where listeners are almost kind of quizzing themselves in their mind as we're going through it, is really helpful. So
now you're pre-metaing me. I'm not even sure what that would be, but But yeah, step number five in the Create Anything framework is the number one challenge. So now this is, you've created the opportunity, you set the myth, you've overcame it, you set up the situation struggle solution with expert story positioning, then you laid out the framework for making this transformation. Now there's going to be one thing in your reader's or audience's mind. You need to state that and overcome it, right? The reason why we're actually doing this episode, it's last minute. I was trying to do it around a book I've been reading that I'm fascinated about, but I couldn't get a good episode together quick enough. So I was sort of staring at that blank page, thinking I need an episode in the next 45 minutes. And so I went back to, okay, need the Create Anything framework to do this. And then I was like, wait a minute, why don't I actually just teach the framework based on the framework? And it's so much easier when I could literally copy and paste the seven steps of the framework onto the page. The page is no longer blank, and then I just start filling it in. This to me is the biggest benefit of it, because you never stare at that blank page again. You just fill in the answers to each of the seven and you're good to go.
Yeah.
Now step six, which we've alluded to, which is the review.
This is where I pre-medded you.
This is where you pre-medded me. So the review is literally going back over it, which, as Jared said, we do in all of our 3, 3, and 3 episodes, because it helps re-emphasize the point and make sure that transformation happens. So the Create Anything framework was one, set the opportunity. Then two, you kind of bring up the myth, challenge, and then overcome it. Three is a really short expert story positioning based on the three S's of situation, struggle, or solution. Then four is create a framework to teach what you're needing to teach to make that transformation. Follow the seven steps, or else follow the 3-3-3 framework, whichever you want, but use that consistently to help teach it. Then five, bring up that number one challenge, such as the blank page, and then how you've overcome it. And then at step six, you review what you've taught them and help reemphasize the points and bring them closer to that opportunity at the beginning. And then finally, at the seven, is kind of an addition, but it's such a necessary one. Like we've talked about so much that you can't really or shouldn't have an episode or anything you create without the call to action. And the call to action can obviously be anything relating to your business, your show, the opportunity, whatever it is, however it ties in. But that's the real reason why you're creating these pieces of content, is to be useful, is to help, is to educate, is to inspire, but then also to have that call to action to get your audience to take the next step that you want them to take.
I'm excited about this, to try this. Because I think anybody who has, as we talked about before, anybody who's been in the position of creating consistent content, not just that you sit down and write a piece of content when you're inspired, but you're on a schedule. You know, you're really trying to build an audience. And we know, you know, what's the third pillar in creating a remarkable audience? You've got authenticity, you've got usefulness, sustainability, right? You've got to show up reliably, and you've got to show up reliably over time. So you could build a small audience, you can do some things if you're only creating content when you're inspired, but you truly build an audience and build trust and really start to get, you know, kind of that snowball rolling when you actually do it sustainably and reliably and over time. And anybody who has done that has had at some point, and probably at many points, that moment when it's like, oh crap, it's time to get this week's episode. I don't know what I'm going to say. It's time to do this week's blog post. I don't know what I'm going to say. It's time to send this week's email newsletter. I don't know what I'm going to say. And this framework can help give you the confidence to still fight through those moments. And that's what it takes to build that long-term trust with an audience. It's so important. And so having, and whether this framework works for you or not, but having something. And it may be a few different ones. Like there may be a time when you need to sit down and create a piece of content and you're like, and you're not even inspired by the Create Anything framework. It doesn't even help you in that moment. And maybe you have some other things to fall back on, but having at least one and maybe a few of these kind of proven frameworks, which ultimately are all kind of guiding you in the same direction, is just, it's unbelievably helpful in enabling you and empowering you to be consistent. And that is so important. We talked about before how a lot of times succeeding online is more about attitude even than it is about aptitude. Like it's more about your willingness to get up and be there every single week than just the fact that you have these few brilliant things to say. And so this is, if you have the right attitude, this kind of framework will really be helpful in allowing you to just keep getting the important work done.
Exactly. Well done, Jared.
So now we need to flow into our CTA.
Without saying flow into our CTA.
I'm sorry. You put it on the script. I'm just going to read
it. I thought you were just going to sort of flow into the call to action. This is step 7 of the meta episode.
Exactly. And we're flowing into it right now. So I'm stepping to the side and letting you
call us to action. If you launch a podcast in the next 30 days. Jared and I created the Beginner's Guide to Launching a Remarkable Podcast. It's a simple, no-frills, 9-step plan to get your podcast off the ground. In it, you'll learn how to define your audience of one and pick your format. You're going to learn the 6 paths to podcast monetization that Jared and I have used each of them very, very thoroughly, and we're going to teach them to you within this report. Plus, you're going to learn the behind the scenes, the exact equipment Jared and I use to run our podcasts on a daily basis. To get your free 9-step beginner's guide to launching a podcast today, go to showrunner.fm/report. That's showrunner.fm/report. Sign up. All it takes is an email, and you'll get the free 9-step guide sent immediately to your inbox.
I'll tell you exactly what will happen if you decide to launch a podcast in the next 30 days. At some point, you're going to be racked with self-doubt, with confusion, with uncertainty over what content to create next. It will happen. We know this. You'll have that first initial wave, and you'll get through it, and then you're going to be facing that blank page, that microphone that's just waiting for your brilliant words, and it's going to scare the heck out of you, and you're not going to know what to say. And that's where a framework like Create Anything will help. So add that to the useful tips for podcasters who want to start a podcast and create something remarkable.
It's like a call to mumbling? A mumble to action. This is our MTA right now, folks.
Yes.
This has been fun. This is cool. This framework, though, is really something. As a quick aside, it's actually really, really similar to what Sean D'Souza, who is like a content creation master. I've been talking to him on Skype. We've just been chatting back and forth a lot. And he was like, my framework's really, really easy. Listen to one of my podcasts, you might get it, but then listen to 2 and you'll have it. He's like, they follow the exact same framework every time. And so I listened and I was walking, I was just typing onto my phone. I was like, okay, here's this. And then here's the review at the end. Here's this. And he was just like, there you go. You nailed it. That's how to create every single one I create. And it was almost this framework exactly, which is really cool. So it's this framework, like Jared said, I mean, is kind of the starting point. Create a framework for yourself, but kind of mold it or like however you need to work best for your situation. Yeah. But make sure you do sort of push to get one, have it, use it, and never stare at that blank page again.
Love it. Join us next
week.
Yeah. We'll be back with another brand new episode of The Showrunner. Mm-hmm.